Armadoxy for today, Chains That Oppress. At my first parish in the town of Cupertino, we embarked on a large-scale building project, which included the construction of an Armenian church in traditional Armenian architecture, along with a social hall and classrooms. We started the project on faith. It was the mid-1980s and interest rates were high. That we expected. But in 1988, the unexpected happened. A large earthquake in Armenia, killing 50,000 people, caused us to stop our building process to lead the massive diasporan fundraising effort to bring humanitarian aid to the devastated region. The following year, when the Loma Prieta earthquake hit our area in Northern California, we had to put a halt on the building process, as structural regulations were being redefined. It was tough maintaining a congregation in rented halls while the building process was at a standstill, and all the while, we continued making mortgage payments. I went to the hardware store and bought several feet of a narrow chain and cut it into small 6-inch lengths. On Sunday, I passed these out to the congregation and asked them to carry these chains around with them, in their purses, in their pockets, as a reminder of the bondage we were in because of our debt. As we pay for items, when we reach into our pocket or our pocketbook, let us be mindful that a community is struggling. Our community is struggling. The chains were effective, and we were able to finish the project and gained occupancy of our church. The idea of the chains was not my own. I explained it to the congregation that a bishop named Gregory in the 18th century, as the Armenian Patriarch of Jerusalem, took a large chain and wrapped it around his neck as a symbol of the bonds that held him back. He was faced with a huge debt and oppressors who were trying to force the hand of the patriarch for a hostile takeover. He wore that chain for 8 years to keep the plight of the patriarchate ever before the eyes and mind of the community. He was known as Grigor Shechtayagir, Gregory the Chainbearer, and was responsible for saving the Jerusalem Patriarchate. This week, with Martin Luther King, Riemann Heydrich, and now the example of Bishop Gregory, we have looked at religious leaders, clergy, who have led their people to freedom from the bonds that oppress them. In each case, these leaders tapped into the creative energy with which they were endowed. They used that creativity, whether by words, deeds, or example, to inspire people to action, to move from oppression and submission to freedom. Like all good parents, they set the tone, share the message, and give freedom to become free. It's the same way Jesus taught, and therefore, it's how he led. We pray from Reverend King's prayer. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance unto thee, and be with thee in thy going out and coming in thy labor and in thy leisure, in thy moments of joy and in thy moments of sorrow, until the day when they shall be no sunset and no dawning.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.